Now, I understand you found the last chapter of the book particularly interesting.
Absolutely. The final chapter is all about the way colour influences us when we go shopping. I don't mean the colour of the things we buy, but the colours that are around us when we're buying them. You see, although we tend to think that it is the range of products that encourages us to spend time and money in a shop or other retail outlet, things like lighting, space, and colour play equally important roles. Now, colours in shops usually fall into two categories. Warm colours, such as red and orange, which are what we could call exciting colours, and calming cool colours, such as blue and green. And these categories are believed to have different effects on the shopper. Warm colours not only give you more energy, but there is evidence that they can also stimulate or bring on hunger, which is why they're used so enthusiastically by fast food companies in and outside their outlets. On the negative side, if these colours are too bright, they can have a hurrying effect on shoppers. So, good news for fast food outlets who want a fast turnover of customers, but best avoided if you want people to spend more time and therefore more money in your shop. Blue creates feelings of trust and security, which explains why it's a common colour in banks and other financial institutions. And customers associate the other cool colour, green, with the environment, which is why it's used in places like shops selling organic products or health food, and is also a popular choice for cafes and coffee shops.
And the chapter describes how different types of shopper respond to different colours, doesn't it?
Right. Now, I'm an impulse shopper. I don't always know what I want when I go to the shops, but if I see something I like, I'll buy it. Research suggests that people like me respond better, that is, we're more likely to buy something, when red is the predominant colour in the shop. Of course, our spending habits are not just limited to shops where red dominates, but it does help. Orange, by the way, can have a similar, although less pronounced effect. Those on a restricted budget tend to respond well to light blue. However, for those on a really low income, with very little spending power, the colour where they feel most comfortable parting with their cash appears to be pink. Consumers with plenty of money respond well in an environment where the predominant colour is purple. And that's not really surprising when you consider that purple is considered to be the king of colours.
Why is that?
Ah, well, you'll have to get the book to find out. But I can assure you, it's really revealing stuff.
Great. Thanks, Kirsten. Well, moving on, there seems to